375-4188.
For the next hour, you're entering into a place, a zone called the alternative to the alternative media. It's a place, a special place, where even truth seekers fear to tread.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Okay, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, people of all races, colors, and creeds, welcome back to The Greatest Show on Earth. I'm Greg Anthony here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com every Tuesday and Friday, and we're here because we are the greatest show on Earth, and you know why? Because we are better than most anything you listen to on the alternative or on the mainstream anymore. Greg Anthony here. Wow, what a day. And you know what? I'm in the Colosseum, and it is the replica Roman Colosseum in a Kansas cornfield. Yes, I am. Here I am with Slats Grobnik. He built it with his own two hands, the greatest freedom fighter in the world. And let me tell you why. Well, first, we're better because, you know, nobody in the world knows who's really behind all this craziness going on, but we do. Yeah, it's the Vatican, Jesuit-led New World Order, and all its minions, and the Hollywood stars all behind it. It's all a show, folks. It's a big Hollywood production, and you're just an extra in the big movie. And you know what? You're not even getting paid. You know, if you go to Hollywood, at least you get about $50 to $100 a day. And I computed that they owe me $2.7 billion for all the extra work I've done in their crazy movie ever since I've been born. Born a chattel, born with capital letters to my name, nothing more than a package. Here for the New World Order to do what they please. Yes, your owners own you. And they're in a little club, and you're not a part of it, and neither am I. But anyway, who are they? Well, you got to get to the Jesuits. Oh, yeah. And everybody goes, who are they? Well, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday was a deja vu all over again. Somebody sent me first a 47-second clip of a grandmother who showed you how the Twin Towers were demolished. You know, boom, 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 boom. A demolition like you've never seen before. And it went viral. She had close to 1 million hits within a matter of hours. That doesn't happen anymore. I guess she slipped through the Gestapo censorship, and that's what a few people thought, because she had no presence on the Internet. And, for example, a guy who'd been pushing these videos and telling you the truth for 20 years said, when I put one up like that, I only get like 10 hits because they censor me. Yes. Isn't that against the United States principles of the Constitution? Well, who, they don't give a damn about the Constitution. You know, I went to law school, and one thing I did learn is the guys who make the laws don't care about them. They just make them so you can violate them and go to jail. And then when you say, hey, you can't do this to me. This is constitutionally protected by a case called New York v. Sullivan. And they go, huh, what are you talking about? This is fascist Russia, or this is Chinese United States of America. And they just continue their ways until they get their globalist way. And you see it all over the place. So anyway, she puts up this thing, and she shows you exactly it's a demolition. I guess they kind of caught on to her after a while. Then secondly, somebody sends me an email, and it was from a guy by the name of Stu Peters. He runs a radio show, I guess, or a podcast. And he had on a guy who was telling you all about how the Jesuits killed Abraham Lincoln. And I'm going, this is deja vu all over again. 20 years ago, we were talking about that. And you know what? 20 years from now, they will be. And 100 years from now, they won't be, because you won't be able to talk, because you'll be a robot. Yeah, that's what they're going for. You know, they want half robots, half people. That's what this whole DNA COVID thing is about. But people keep lining up and getting their COVID shot. So it was deja vu all over again yesterday for me. And it reminded me of how, you know, serious I was maybe 20 years ago talking about this stuff, and how I've become so lighthearted I almost cry. But you know why? Because I've been diagnosed. First of all, let me explain where I'm at. I'm at the Roman Colosseum. This is built by Slat Skrobnik. If you haven't heard about it, it's been there for about 5 years now. He finished it. It looks exactly like the replica Roman Colosseum built in Rome. Not by the Romans. Everybody thinks they did. It was built by giants. Yes. And the Romans inherited it. Let's just get it straight. Who are these giants? Well, you figure it out. But anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked. So here's the story. I'm at the Roman Colosseum in a Kansas cornfield waiting for Slat Skrobnik to return from the Ukraine. And he is collecting trinkets to break the great Jesuit curse that is causing all this strife throughout the world. Hunger problems, all these kind of problems, fuel problems, COVID problems, you name it. There are problems, though. We got the Georgia Guidestones were just blown up the other day, I heard. Yeah, somebody went and said, we're not going to stand for this. And the elite are going, oh, here they are, just playing with us. Yes, we're going to kill you. Don't worry about it. Just wait your time. Everybody's lining up for their kill shot. So here I am, and Slat's built this knowing that the only way to defeat these people was to break their curse. So he's been traveling all over the world. He's got the Pope's shoelaces, his red shoelaces. He's got a few other things from the Jesuits. He's got a replica of a signed affidavit that Joseph Stalin was a Jesuit priest, and he went to a school at a place called Tiflis in Russia, and then became one of the world's greatest mass murderers, all with the sanction of the Pope and the Jesuits. And we go on and on with their stories. How many times, I mean, I could sit and tell you some of my favorite ones, but I won't, because it'll just go in one ear and out the other. But we've talked about Georgetown University, the tunnel between the White House and Georgetown. We've talked about some of the major priests along the way who have been basically fostering this kind of fascism from the beginning, from the time they were formed. And it's getting pretty interesting right now if you look at the world. And we're just pinpointing who these guys are. Now, what do you do with them? Well, Slats feels the only way to do this is to break their curse. So he's got this, he figured out a potion to counter what they're doing. It should free the world, and it will cause all of these evildoers, the rulers of evil, your owners, to come marching, just like people are marching for their COVID shots, right into the Colosseum. Well, they will take their place as modern-day gladiators, and we will be the audience with the thumbs up or thumbs down. However, Slat said no violence. They're just going to be humiliated, and they're going to be playing with rubber swords and rubber tools. So that'll be the Donald Trump fighting Kamala Harris. It'll be fun to watch. So that's where I'm at, waiting for Slats to come back. He had to go to the Ukraine to get some things. I think it was the jockey shorts of the Ukrainian president to put in his cauldron and to boil them up and break this curse. Okay. Just got a message from the Supreme Chinese Command, United States Censorship, Chinese Censorship Command. And they remind me every time, if I don't read their national anthem, I will get shocked. And this time they didn't shock me. Usually they shock me and then I have to read it. But let me get right to it. I pledge allegiance to the Chinese And by the way, they change it every time, so I have to read it off a monitor here. I pledge allegiance to the Chinese United States of America for which it stands. There'll be no freedoms any longer. You will be a social robot. You will have your social credit score given to you every day. We'll tell you what to eat, drink, and what time to go to bed. And you'll be a happy human being. You'll own nothing and be happy. We will own everything and tell you what you can do. And that's the Pledge of Allegiance for today. And by the way, as this nonsense goes on, every time I start saying COVID, I have the COVID virus hoof and mouth disease. People go, what is that? You didn't even take any shots. I said, well, I caught this a long time ago. And every time I start thinking of COVID, that's why I talk about 9/11 or the Jesuits, is I break into a song and I can't even get serious. And so today I knew it was going to happen, and this is going to happen for a long time. So I picked out a song that is basically what we're all going through now. So, oh, I can't do it. I can't talk. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Oh, I was born one morning in the drizzling rain. I picked up my shovel and walked to the... Picked up a shovel, walked to the mine, 16 tons, number 9 coal. And a straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. It's pretty good, Greg. I was born one morning in the drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the cane, broke by an old mama lion. Can no high-toned woman make me walk the line? 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Oh, just one more verse. I can't think of COVID. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the Jesuit order. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, COVID virus, hoof and mouth disease. There you go. How was that? We wasted a lot of time. We don't have to talk about that COVID virus nonsense. Well, there you have it. That's really what happens to me. That's this illness I have, the COVID virus hoof and mouth disease, making me break into a song, a meaningless song, or I start just thinking about things like traveling to Tahiti and getting away from everything. But anyway, we have to get back to business. I did bring up the Jesuits earlier. You really ought to look into them. They're really a bunch of nasty people that need to get their butts slapped a little bit, you know? Just a little tired of them. I've been talking about them for 15 years. And if you go back and look at my history, I was almost killed in a terrorist bombing when I was a journalist in Rome years ago. And then I started researching these guys and our country and our government. And, you know, the CIA, they planted that bomb. They said it was some left-wing terrorist group. Of course, that's them. But anyway, so let's spin the wheel. I like to do this to kill some time here. And we got all the nasty stuff out of the way. I feel pretty good now. I think I can stay on point, as I've tried to do for the last 20 years. I got a lot of time to kill here at this beautiful Coliseum. It's actually a beautiful resort. There's so many nice things to do here. I mean, they got the history of the Jesuit order. There's a room there that'll teach you all that. He's really thought about education. He's also got a replica room of the Vatican catacombs where they cut people's heads off, children. That's there. You can check that out. What else does he have here? Oh, he's collected some bones of the popes, and he's got them put over there. He wants to make the elite feel comfortable when they come here. That's in the gladiator chambers. It's a very nice place. He's only going to charge $10 to come and watch Trump and Biden fight, maybe, if he still can get on his feet by then. There's some disturbing things coming out, but we know that he's been placed there as a dummy to make America look weak. And some people are saying he's losing his cognitive, his whole being, so to speak. And this is his handlers talking behind the scenes. Somebody got some information from the Secret Service and explained why Joe took off before a meeting couple of weeks ago, and he ended up, they saw him in his jockey shorts out there peeing on the White House lawn. He missed the bathroom. And that was kind of embarrassing. But the press, covering for him like they always do, decided to join in instead of write the story. So anyway, we got Joe and Donald, headliners of the first gladiator fight. That's what Slatt says. When he breaks the curse, so they come marching in there like people are marching in to get their COVID shots. Let's see. So I spin the wheel here. Let's go to the alternative media. It's a nauseating time when I do this because I read the headlines and then I do not want to read the stories because by the time I start reading these headlines, I get sick to my stomach. And when I get to the mainstream stories, I'm about ready to kill myself. But anyway, here, listen to this. And if you can get through these stories, you're a better man than me, or woman, or half robot if you're still human, not human anymore, and you're a half robot, I include you too. You know. Listen to the first one. Clots, nanowires, parasites, simplasts, I don't even know what that is, of graphene in vaccinated. And they want you to go. Yeah, get it. Dutch farmers set a fire ablaze in front of the town hall in response in one of their towns to the arbitrary climate change restrictions. Yeah, and this comes on the heels of a story I read the other day where the Norwegians blocked off all the main some of the big main highways in Norway because the government said, we are shutting down your farms because we don't want these emissions from your tractors destroying the planet. And they got planned climate lockdowns. You know, the other, I was reading, there was some, this was in what country? I don't know, whatever the hell, it doesn't matter anymore. It's a globalist country. They were not allowing people to go outside because it was too hot. I think it was Australia. You can't go anywhere. Can't have outdoor activities because it's 101 degrees. They're going to start locking down for climate, and that's going to be interesting. Okay, here's a person that said, I'm never taking another vaccine again. Well, why the hell did you take the first one or the second one? Here's one person. It's all about this stuff. And how do you get through a day? You know, I'm starting to get ill as I'm reading this. Patients writes, no doctor can lord over you and say, no, you can't have that medication. Oh, really? Well, they do. Oh, boy. Then I listened to this, and I'm not going to replay it, but this awesomely articulate patriot talked about the Constitution, and he was yelling at the school board for saying, you can't do anything anymore. This is Chinese America. And he was trying to point out that they have the right of freedom of speech. Okay, who's going to win that argument, do you think? Okay, this article is something, young people dropping dead. We have to protect these children. Well, who's going to protect them when everybody's watching Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, and sitting on their ass on the, you know, watching TV going, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to live my own life. For how long? Oh, this one, you know, why did they even write this stuff? Act like I don't know? The greatest threat to our republic is the federal government and Biden. Why don't we add in the Vatican, too, huh, for kicks? What we're seeing with the COVID shots is truly of biblical proportions. Dr. Lee Merritt. All right, what was it like? Biblical proportions? What do you mean by that? The everybody was destroyed in the Great Flood? America's neocon great game against Russia. Okay, Russia, Russia, Russia. Isn't that a joke what's going on in the Ukraine and Russia? Russia's never a threat. I mean, this is ridiculous. You got to get rid of everybody in Washington, D.C. right now. I mean, this is, people realize that they're being hoodwinked, but nothing is happening. Let's see. I can't even get into this story. Remember the people that peacefully walked into your house and they were arrested, still in jail? Like in this, it's Nazi Germany here. It's Russia. It's the gulag. These people didn't do anything. And they're still arguing, you know, we got to protect Nancy Pelosi because somebody was sitting in her chair. All right, there's one stupid story about Meghan Markle. I don't want to get into that. The United Nations scrubbed an article. Did they really? The article headline, The Benefits of World Hunger. Now, how do you take these people? They want to kill you. I mean, is this serious? Do you have to read this? Then they got one here. It goes on and on. In memory of those who died suddenly in the United States and the world, between June 28th and July 4th. Check out all of these COVID vax injuries in just one family. While all this is going on, we had Nancy Pelosi kissing the Pope's ring. Oh, by the way, he let her have communion. Remember the Archbishop of San Francisco wouldn't let her have communion because... I mean, she's a damn Satanist. I mean, the Pope is too, so they, I mean, come on. They're just playing with you. If you don't know what communion is, well, look it up. It's a Catholic thing. They stick this little piece of a wafer into your mouth, and then they say you can't chew it. You got to let it dissolve naturally, or that's chewing God or Jesus or something. That's what they told me when I was a kid. Oh, yeah, they do have the story. I remember I told you that somebody blew up part of the Georgia Guidestones, which talks about globalism. Good for them, you know. It's only a piece of rock. Then they're talking about all these mass shootings. And I read a story that there's 309 mass shootings this year in America, but nowhere else in the world is there one, just here. This is really why the woefully unqualified, incompetent, and corrupt Kamala Harris, the camel, was foisted on Biden. Yeah, we know. It's all a ruse. Why the great reckoning has begun. It gets really, these articles, 9/11 Twin Towers video, that's the one. Look that up. Google it. 9/11 Twin Towers video goes mega viral on Twitter. Now I spin the wheel because I'm getting tired here. It's 22 minutes into this 24-minute segment, so let me try to finish this. I'm spinning. What story do I get? Give me something good. Oh, no. Here's how the CIA's Mockingbird media incessantly manipulates and mind controls the American audience. They've done it to me. I mean, they remind me every time I do my show, you better read the Chinese United States National Anthem. I said, can't I just watch the Cubs game once and not read this damn thing? I want to go back. You know, in this last minute here, what did you do on 4th of July? You know what I did? I played all these old 4th of July songs like God Bless America. Oh, I played Yankee Doodle Dandy by James Cagney. Just trying to remember how I was hoodwinked when I was a kid and what I thought and how so beautiful it was. It was like believing in Santa Claus and even better. And now that I know the damn truth, it makes it so hard. But thank God for Jimmy Cagney. Let me tell you something. When he belts out Yankee Doodle Dandy, hell, I'll believe anything. And I love him anyway. Jimmy was a great actor, born in 1899, died in 1985 or 86. And I watched every one of his movies, including Public Enemy Number 1. Good for you, Jimmy. Thanks a lot. We need people like him. Back in 3 minutes on the greatest show on earth, the Greg Anthony Show.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
The following program is labeled dangerous and off limits by the supreme Jesuit command, but stand tall, people. Listen up, and you may just learn something.
Dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This ain't happening.
Okay, folks, we are back on the Greg Anthony Show, the greatest show on earth, second half hour, here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com on this Friday. Yes, it is Friday, so have a great weekend in Chinese United States of America. In the second half hour, I always try to give you something worth listening to. The first half hour, I was caught up with the COVID virus hoof and mouth disease. Pardon me, but I can't help it. And I always try to think of something. And I'm sitting, like I mentioned, in a beautiful replica Roman Colosseum in a Kansas cornfield. Build it, they will come. Not Iowa, it's Kansas. The spot where all those cows dropped dead. They killed 10,000 cows and said it was a rift in the megasphere or something. And it's going to be the first of many mass drop deads. Yeah, that's what I call a mass drop. So if you get maybe you're at a football game, 100,000 people drop dead. It's the heat. 60 degrees in Soldiers Field in Chicago. Yeah, right. But anyway, I try to give you something worth listening to. I've been doing this radio show a long time, and it came to pass. I was thinking about Joseph Stalin. I've done many, many articles about Father Joseph Stalin, a Jesuit priest, I might add, and people look at me and go, that doesn't sound right. They're supposed to be nice guys, and he was a mass murderer. Well, put them all together, and they try to be nice guys in the public. But behind the scenes, watch out. But, you know, American fascism, brought to you by Jesuit Father Stalin, is what I want to deal with this half hour. You know, I really can't believe I've made it this far. This thing started, what, in 2019 at the end, and now it's, what, going on 3 years, and the same old story every darn day. I mean, it's getting pretty boring to me, but I try to find happiness in a small way. And I do enjoy watching all of this, and I marvel at how people can do such stupid things. Listen, I do a lot of stupid things, but I don't like going and trying to kill myself, you know. There's a cliff not far from where I live. Am I going to just jump off it? Boy, The way these people are acting all over the world, it's amazing to me. I still see people wearing masks. I'm going, what is wrong with them? The internet's loose, of course, are asking every day, how in the hell did we get here? Who's responsible? And where are we really going with this? We're going to hell in a handbasket, and the handbasket is pretty big, because I always ask, how many people can you fit in that handbasket? Looks like millions. You know, and some of my shows give you clues if you go through them in the past, ones that haven't been taken off the internet. They take, you know, you do it, then they take it off. That show was all about, I did one show, all about Father Joseph Stalin, S.J., and his Jesuit connections from the beginning to the end of his illustrious career as a mass murderer, working for the Jesuits in the Vatican. They wanted to get rid of all those Orthodox Russians. Now we're fighting the Russians. What is going on here? I still remember that picture. Amazing. People ask me, why do you think all these world leaders work together? I said, yes, no matter what, they all work together. The Vatican works with, they work with fascist governments, they work with democratic government. It doesn't matter. As long as you put their money in their money laundering bank and they get 15%. They don't care who it is, if it's El Chapo or if it's John Dillinger. It doesn't matter. You know? Just give them the money. Let's see. You know? So we look at these connections, and over the years, the research has shown, without question, that Rome and the Jesuits mentored, let's give you a few names, Hitler, Stalin, Clinton, Bush, Biden, Trump, Fauci, Biden's son, you name it, Trump's, Baron Trump. What, you know why he named his Trump, his son Baron? He's a little kid, right? By the time he grows up, he's going to be a baron. There's going to be no United States. The elected representatives are all going to be just dictators. And one of the leaders will be Baron Trump. Clinton, Bush, Biden, you name it. Trump, Fauci, crime families, all of them, to name a few. Not a pretty picture, but it's where we are going right down the Vatican Jesuit hellhole into fascism, while genocide is now being administered by a syringe. Not death camps. That's too, you know, archaic. They're always thinking of new ways to kill you, you know. They got all these new weapons and all of this stuff, and you name it. Have a look, you know, I always say, go back to one of my shows. I think it was January 31. I got it here, 2020. And I talk a lot about that. But anyway, Joseph Stalin and Jesuit Father Edmund Walsh of Georgetown are connected at the hip. And Father Edmund Walsh, I always remember this story, and not many people talk about it. Father Edmund Walsh, Georgetown University Jesuit, formed the School of Foreign Service. This was back during the days of Eisenhower. So all of our foreign people are trained by the Jesuits, and that's why we're in trouble. Well, Edmund Walsh was not only a Jesuit priest, but a spy. Yeah. You can still go to Eisenhower's website, and there's a page dedicated to him. And why would they dedicate it just to a priest? You know, there are a lot of priests. Now, Walsh was father of Georgetown School of Foreign Service, and that's where most, if not all, of our diplomats are trained. But before looking at his profile, it's also interesting to note that the Jesuit connection to Stalin and communism is also seen from Stalin's own words. Yeah, in a little-known letter written to the Politburo in 1934. Now, just to give you a fast forward, the Bolshevik Revolution was hard up for money. At the time, Lenin was running it. Well, they had to figure a way to get Stalin in there. And so Edmund Walsh came to Russia with a bag full of cash, and he was there supposedly to give money to the Vatican entourage, to give money to the poor. In fact, his deal was this. He brokered a deal with Lenin that you'll get all the money from the Western banks to run the Bolshevik Revolution, to get rid of the Tsar, if you allow Stalin in power. And they did. And that led to Lenin getting killed. Now, Stalin gets involved here, right? So in a letter, Stalin wants to keep the Jesuit name out of the Bolshevik newspapers. Yeah, they don't like publicity, you know. They're just a very humble people. They don't want to take credit for all this greatness going on in the world, you know, all these beautiful things like cows dropping dead, people dropping dead, no rights in America, fascism as the, you know, government of choice. And by the way, I always want to remind you, why are there two big fascist symbols in our House of Representatives? Behind the speaker podium, if we are a republic, you answer that. It's because we're not. Well, anyway, they don't like to take credit for all these good things. They're so humble. But anyway, in this Bolshevik newspaper, he tells leaders to be wary and to not print an article by Engels because it refers, in part, to the real culprits, the Jesuits. Right. Now, here's the quote by Engels, which Stalin warns must be kept out of the Bolshevik paper. He says, quote, foreign policy, Engels states, this was what Engels said that was kept out, is unquestionably in the realm in which czarism is very, very strong. Russian diplomacy constitutes a new kind of Jesuit order, which is powerful enough to overcome, when necessary, even the czar's whims. And while spreading corruption far beyond itself, it's capable of stopping corruption in its own midst. Yeah, they've been kicked out of 180 countries. And there's so many interesting stories that I've tried to bring to you over the years. But Stalin has an interesting name. It's Joseph Vizanovich Dugasvili. I can't pronounce it, but it's very, very long. And he was born in 1878, died in 1953, better known by his adopted Jesuit name of Joseph Stalin, which means made of steel. Joseph was born to influential Catholic parents. Now, they'll tell you that they were drunken idiots, but really they were pretty successful businessmen and close to the Catholic Church. And whatever the real truth, Joseph was accepted into the Catholic Capuchin-run school in Gori. Now, these Capuchin monks, let me tell you a little story about them, what I know about them. They're a very old order, and they like to collect bones. And they have a big, huge place in Sicily. I remember being there when I was in Italy, in Palermo. And they have a little place where you walk in, and then they keep all the bones of all their former colleagues. Yeah, very interesting place to walk into. But anyway, he graduated in 1892. This is Stalin, first in his class at the age of 14. He was a pretty bright guy, right? So they picked the best and the brightest to be their mass murderers. You see, it takes a lot to do that. He was accepted to enter the Orthodox Seminary at Tiflis in Georgia, in Russia, a Jesuit institution to be trained as a Jesuit priest. Now, when I remember talking about this years ago, people say, well, they were kicked out of Russia. Well, yeah, right. Just like the Jesuits were disbanded by the Pope, remember, during that period of time? That was a ruse. And in fact, when you look at Sun Tzu's Art of War, which was translated first by the Jesuits into French, one of their main secrets is when you're at your weakest, or when people think you're at your weakest, you are the most dangerous. And it's true if you follow them. Now, it's a Jesuit institution. He was trained there. And in spite of the contrary history written about the Jesuits-run seminary, the Jesuits remained in Russia territory after the order was banned by Alexander in 1820. Maintaining control of several institutions, including the seminary at Tiflis, Stalin himself openly admitted the Jesuit control of the institution in his famous interview with Jewish journalist Emil Ludwig. Ludwig, what impelled you to, he asks Stalin, to become an oppositionist? Was it perhaps bad treatment by your parents? No. My parents were uneducated, but they did not treat me badly by any means. But it was a different matter at the Orthodox Theological Seminary, which I was then attending in protest against the outrageous regime of and the Jesuitical methods prevalent at the seminary. Now, here's the deal. you know, one of the biggest tactics they use, they always, even their loyalist supporters, when push comes to shove, will talk against them. And they play this Hegelian dialectic. So it's hard to figure out who's who. They confuse you. And that's exactly what they did with COVID, right? One day they say, don't wear a mask. Then they say, wear five. Then they say, this shot is good and it'll stop COVID. But then they say, no, it won't. You'll get COVID. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. They do the same thing. And you're left going, what are these people talking about? And that should give you a clue to run for the hills. So anyway, he's talking then. He is at the seminary. I was ready to become, and actually did become, a revolutionary, a believer in Marxism as a really revolutionary teaching. Ludwig, but do you not admit that the Jesuits have good points? Oh, yes. They are systematic and persevering in working to achieve sordid ends, but their principal method is spying, prying, worrying their way into people's souls, and outraging their feelings. What can there be in that? For instance, the spying in the hostel. At 9 o'clock, the bell rings for morning tea. We go to the dining room. And when we return to our rooms, we find that in the meantime, a search has been made of all of our chests. Our belongings have been ransacked. What good point? What could there be good of that, says Stalin? Oh, it gets confusing, doesn't it? Well, Joseph, my friend, was one of their biggest... When Stalin got out and started working, you know, in the revolution, he was jailed a number of times. He was also sprung from jail. And where did he go? He'd always run to Tiflis with the Jesuits. So anyway, at Tiflis, Stalin's closest friend. Now, this is interesting because when you start looking at the Vatican, you start going, you know, when I say these guys are no good, people that are Catholic still and go, oh, he's crazy. But anyway, listen to this. People will go, it isn't true. But anyway, Stalin's closest friend was fellow classmate Grigor Bedros Agajanian, the future Cardinal Agajanian, a powerful and ruthless Catholic cardinal who went on to control the death camps in Siberia under Stalin's rule. While accounts of his time at Tiflis have been changed many times, it is universally accepted that Stalin was the star pupil of the seminary. As a result, the events of 1899 remain shrouded in mystery. In the final week of his studies, having completed 7 years as a star pupil of the Jesuits, Stalin is variously claimed to have quit or been expelled. Again, they begin to confuse you. Neither account adequately explains how a seminary student of 7 years suddenly appeared influential and active in coordinating the Georgian Socialist Democratic Movement less than 12 months later, an achievement that could not possibly have happened without substantial support of you-know-who. The more credible and controversial conclusion is that Stalin did graduate from the Jesuit seminary as a proper Jesuit priest. And, you know, when you say many Jesuits are in the world right now, they're priests and they take on other roles, like there's doctors, lawyers. In fact, Tupper Saucy, who wrote the book Rulers of Evil and was jailed, I interviewed him a couple times before he passed away. His prosecutor was not only a prosecutor, but also a Jesuit priest. So they take the collar off. Now, the more credible and controversial conclusion is like what I said. He's a priest with his first assignment being to infiltrate, manage the Georgian underground against the Russian Tsar government. Again, the fact that Stalin was awarded an academic position at the Tiflis Observatory gives him, folks, gives him credence to his Jesuit credentials and completed study. Now, his double life as a secret leader of the May Day Uprising of 1901, less than 2 years from graduating from the Jesuit seminary, attests to his skill as a key Jesuit agent. After avoiding capture by the Tsarist secret police, Stalin fled to Batumi, where he was hidden in safety by the Rothschilds via one of the oil refineries located there in 1902. When authorities learnt of his hiding place, the local Cossacks were ordered to capture him. However, the oil workers rallied behind Stalin with a number killed and arrested along with Stalin. Later, this whole event was turned into a Stalin, rather than remaining in hiding, organizing a strike and arson against the oil refinery, all of which defies common sense of his circumstances. In 1903, Stalin was exiled to Siberia for 3 years. However, a few months later, the Jesuits managed to get false papers to the prison camp and free Stalin, who returned to Tiflis on January 4, 1904. His new orders from the Jesuits was to start an underground paper called Credo, denouncing international Marxist ideology of Lenin in favor of the fascist social democratic model of Roman Catholicism. Once the Russo-Japanese War started in February 1904, Stalin was active across Georgia in organizing resistance and focused attacks against the Menshevik breakaway faction of the communists. So you see how they operate here, you know. Now, behind what's going on in America today, you see the Vatican supporting all of these COVID shots, the Vatican supporting globalism, climate change, whatever lousy Biden. I mean, they support all of these criminals because they are criminal, and they're behind the same thing because they want a fascist government. That's their government of choice. They believe they own America. They own you. The Pope used to, when he came here, kiss the ground when he got to the tarmac, signifying that this is his land. So, don't get me started. In January 1905, Stalin succeeded in starting the spark his masters had requested by successfully arranging a mass demonstration of workers and communists and anti-Tsarist banners in Baku. He then secretly alerted the Cossacks that the demonstration was an armed rebellion. The Cossacks reacted as expected and killed several hundred demonstrators, thus sparking the Russian Revolution of 1905. During the following months, Stalin excelled as a guerrilla leader in maintaining the rebellion across Georgia. Yet the movement never gained critical mass, and Stalin was ordered to redirect his efforts to infiltrating the top echelon of the Bolsheviks. Oh, yeah. How do you think he became the biggest mass murderer? He had to get rid of Lenin, right? In December 1905, Stalin secured a meeting with Lenin, but failed to gain his trust and endorsement and returned to Tiflis, effectively a free agent. In February 1906, to prove his credentials to the Bolsheviks, Stalin arranged for the assassination of General Gryzanov. He also continued to stage bank robberies, extortions, sending the money through the Bolsheviks as proof of his trustworthiness. These events were enough to force Lenin to permit Stalin to attend the Socialist Democratic Party meeting in London in 1907. After returning to Georgia, Stalin was again arrested. Why can't you read this stuff in the mainstream news? Because this is not a free country. This is all stuff that should be on the table. At least discuss it, and they won't. Because it opens the door to the Vatican, and who's really responsible, and the Jesuits behind all this stuff. After returning to Georgia, Stalin was again arrested. Right? In March 25th, 1908, he was sentenced to 2 years in exile in Siberia, but after 7 months, the Jesuit influence within the Tsarist government enabled his escape by February 1909, around the exact time the Bolsheviks were on the verge of extinction. In account of their leaders in prison and exile and for a lack of new recruits and funds, Stalin called for a reconciliation with the Menshevik faction, which Lenin opposed. Stalin then called for a major witch hunt to weed out the alleged double agents. A number of key Lenin supporters and intelligentsia were hounded out, and some murdered. Later records revealing none were traitors. Stalin was again arrested in 1910 and again in 1913 for 4 years in the wake of the February Revolution in 1917. Stalin was released from prison, moved to St. Petersburg, and promptly founded Pravda, the official Bolshevik newspaper, and virtually overnight, while Lenin and the rest of the leadership were still in exile, the Pravda became the major tool of the revolution, and Lenin was forced to include him in the leadership. Now, this is what the point where Father Edmund Walsh from Georgetown, an American, gets involved. And this is what I'll get to maybe next time. But check it out, because Walsh, who I contend is a traitor and was a spy working for the CIA, came there under the under the cloak of being a priest who wants to bring money for the poor. But basically what he did is he brought money to the Bolsheviks and Lenin and made sure that Stalin was involved, and which later led to him running the whole show and killing Lenin. So that's where we'll leave it off. It's a pretty interesting history that needs to be talked about. Now, there could be things that people go aren't true, but why not discuss it? Why not put it on the table next to what you read in the crazy history books they give you, written by these rulers of evil? You think they're going to write the truth? No. But anyway, put these two things together and talk about it. But you will not get that, because there is no freedom of press. There is no freedom of speech. And that is clear to me 20 years ago. Listen, we're all done. I'll be back Tuesday on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. So come back every Tuesday, Friday at noon Pacific time on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, or go to my website at GregAnthonysJournal.wordpress.com. Thanks a lot.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled, When the Third...
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.